Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Another turnover, and here is Javon Small. Oh, blocked by Gonzalez. Get that out of here.
It's another opportunity in transition, but Gonzalez says no way. Third block of the night.
I mean, it's everything. If you defend, you're able to run. Everybody in this team wants to run, wants to have open shot in transition, going for dunks and everything. I mean, that's what we're looking for, you know? So as soon as we have the defense up there, if we are able to run, we're going to be really, really dangerous.
As Hugo, we go, Gonzalez and the Boston Celtics.
That was the Celtics player saying that?
Yeah.
If we run and gun, what? What?
They were running.
The slowest team in the NBA
last year. You're living in the past, Ted Johnson. We live in the present where our feet are. The Boston Celtics get the 121-103 victory.
Who doesn't like to dunk?
As he says. Well, that's what I've argued for years. Isn't it more fun to dunk than just shoot up, jack up threes? Anybody in any YMCA in America can do that. But they still shot a boatload of threes, by the way. It's not like they've removed the three-point shots from their game. Just felt like some of the forced threes were removed. Yeah, they shot.
Yeah, just 53.
53. So 50. They still, and they hit a low percentage.
Yeah, he did. 15 of 53. 28%.
But there's definitely a new vibe. So we saw the starting lineup of Xavier Tillman, Sam Hauser, Derek White, Jalen Brown, and Chris Boucher. Jalen Brown, let's start with him because he's the star of the team now.
The truth.
Your guy,
the
yeah.
Truth.
The truth is he had 21 points in the first half, which is Andy's side of the argument. Ted, would you like to...
And he only played one half.
He correct? Did.
Yeah.
Ted, would you like to offer up any statistics or you want me to tell you what I think you should offer up?
Oh, no, I please, by all means, offer up.
So, in 20 minutes, how many assists do you believe that Jalen Brown had?
I'm going to guess Jalen Brown, he doesn't like to share the ball. I'm going to say one.
Well,
one, two.
You'd be wrong. He had zero.
Wow. That's him.
So, he scored.
Gets
he was efficient.
Sticky. Gets a little sticky when he gets the ball.
He hit 3 of 6 3-pointers. He hit 6 of 13 field goals. So, the shooting was great. 21 points. That's all nice. But I would like to see, if you remember when I was taking that short-lived victory lap post-Tatum injury, was that game 5 when he had all the assists? Because you said it got sticky.
That's right.
And he had all the assists, and I was like, oh, maybe it doesn't get sticky when there's no JT around.
And then game 6 came.
Then it all fell apart, although I still say he played well in the first half. This is going to be something to watch. Like, we know he can score, right? We know he can push the basketball.
Oh, definitely.
We know he can be an athlete. He can defend. Now, I will say, the good news is Derek White had 10 assists in 27 minutes. So he's obviously going to be a big part of that. And Derek White was your plus-minus leader at plus 22. So Derek White, we fixate Fitzy on Jalen Brown. But there is this Derek White thing where, remember that comment last year, Fitzy, when he said something to the effect like, yeah, sure, I'd like to score 30 every night, but on this team, we all have roles, and that's not my role, so I step up when they ask me to step up. Something, I'm paraphrasing. Well, guess what? Now it's your role to be the best offensive player you can be on this reconfigured basketball team. And there's an opportunity for Derek White to score a lot more points, have a lot more assists, and, like, you know, put up some pretty impressive numbers.
We always expect Derek White to play plus-level defense. The guy can do everything. And I remember praising him back in the spring when the Celtics were kind of flat in that opening series against Orlando, and Derek White saved their ass on multiple occasions through a series that ultimately took a lot out of them before they lost to the Knicks. Now, with no Jason Tatum, who, by the way, was dunking in his own little nice little personal highlight reel that he put out on socials earlier today.
Uh-oh. Can't even let JB enjoy one day.
It's typical.
Nope.
Yeah. JB has 21, and Tatum's like, put a video out. Put a video out there. Talking about JB. They got to talk about me.
But Derek White, Mr. Selfless, who doesn't need to put out any promotional reels and even looks awkward in his own Sam Adams beer ads, will do anything for you anytime, anywhere. You want plus defense? Awesome. Got it. You want hustle on the court and 10 assists? I got you. You want me to bank in the first shot of the game like a tiny Tim Duncan? I'm all over it. He's my favorite Celtic for a reason, and he's going to need to do a little bit of everything until we see what this team really becomes. Somewhere between Thanksgiving, Ted, and Valentine's Day when Tatum is back to health.
Yeah, look, I'm the biggest D. White fan, you know, as well, for the same reasons. I trust him with the ball. Like he's an elite defender on the perimeter. We know that. Even around the rim, I mean, he's elite. But I feel comfortable with him being, you know, a primary ball handler too. Like it doesn't.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't have to be in JB's hands. Bringing it up the court, I feel comfortable with Derek White bringing it up. I feel comfortable with Derek White kind of getting the offense going in any particular set. He's just got a great mind for finding the open guy or just knowing when he needs to attack or knowing when he needs to just slough off and let somebody else kind of do their thing because they're cooking. He has a great basketball mind, and so I trust him in pretty much every situation out there.
So we obviously didn't get a full taste of the new look Celtics. Anfernee Simons didn't play. Peyton Pritchard didn't play. Yeah. We did get Luka Garza, who during the broadcast, I think it was Scal brought it up, something to the effect about like advanced analytics really like his game and he could have a sort of a breakout here in Boston. He was an intriguing player, scored 10 points, was plus 10 in 16 minutes. But this is going to be interesting. I will say, I don't know how good they're going to be. And yes, I saw you on the text line, 617. Sorry, Andy. Jaylen Brown is overrated and overpaid. You'll see this year. Maybe he is. Well, I do think he's overpaid, but that's a different topic. That's just the way NBA finances work. It's like quarterbacks in the NFL. It's a bunch of quarterbacks that make way too much money that aren't in the same world as Patrick Mahomes, but somehow their paycheck is bigger than Patrick Mahomes.
Brock Purdy?
Yes, perfect example. But this is going to be fun to see how it comes together. And in the middle of it all, and it's funny, Stiz and I happened to, because we were bouncing around, check in on the same part of the game, and there was a timeout where Joe Mazzulla was pissed off. And I forgot exactly, I think they gave up an offensive rebound or something, and he called timeout, and the ball was bouncing in the key, like right, and he walked out aggressively like, I thought he was going to kick it for a minute. Then he picked it up. I didn't know if he was going to throw it, do something, slam it like players do. And then it's like he composed himself and walked back to the huddle and dealt with the timeout and you know, went to the team and coached them.
His inner psychopath almost got the best.
Absolutely.
He almost chose violence.
Judo, wow. Somersault, or whatever. Joe Mazzulla came out on my television. Yep. But it's going to be an interesting year for him. The style of play, the timeouts, what he gets out of it, how he pieces this all together. Probably dealing with some personalities, dealing with Jaylen Brown, and then dealing with Jaylen Brown when Jason Tatum, if and when he does. Joe Mazzulla's got a lot on his plate this year.
It does. A lot of people are going to be watching to see how he does without Jason Tatum there. And is he a good coach, or is he just a good coach when JT is there? And the fact that they are pivoting to such a different way of playing, you know, offense is
love it.
Up tempo.
Right?
I love it.
I mean, it's almost,
I love it.
I thought the whole 3-point thing and the spacing thing was like his bread and butter, and he would never deviate from that. And I like that he's able to kind of adjust on the fly. I mean, you see the kind of the new NBA with the two teams that we saw in the finals last year. You gotta, if you're gonna want to keep up with those run and gun teams, you're gonna have to become one yourself. So I'm curious, just like you guys, to see how he does kind of managing all of this without Jason Tatum there and with a totally new style of offense.
And that's what a good coach does, Fitzy, is he looks at his personnel and says, well, how can I put these X number of players out there and win, right? Like, you can't just roll out the same lineup and say, okay, which guy's going to be Porzingis? Which guy's going to be Jrue Holiday? Which guy's going to be Al Horford? They're not here anymore. So you need to take the guys and put them out there in a way that they can succeed.
Size is a major challenge. You just lost Horford, Porzingis,
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, well, we could go into this. We do not nearly have enough time. But you lose three giants, three brohemoths like that. Now, obviously, you'll be smaller. You got to play up-tempo. You have to change things up a bit. And it's great to see that they were moving the ball so quickly. Yeah, it's against a quadruple-A basketball team in preseason Charlotte as well. I don't care about that. What I did care about, I saw hustle. I saw the effort. And I saw bombs from Shireman and, more importantly, the new Celtics legend, Hugo Gonzalez, last night. Dude, if anybody plays with that kind of defensive tenacity this season, Celtics are going to be super likable, win
and
or lose.
Most importantly, Jalen Brown is on pace to average 42 points per game. That'll get you all
Mason
NBA.
Miller approves this post.
JB. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons. The Red Sox got bounced, and we kind of moved on from postseason baseball, but it's going on without us, and it's now going on without the New York Yankees. There's a lot of fun, exciting baseball being played. We'll check in on the Major League Baseball playoffs up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Dale, the Yankee lose. The Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Every single one of you. Bullpen game, Nathan Lucas, Miles Straw, all you motherfuckers, it takes everybody every day. Start spreading the news, bitches. Yeah. We're going.
This might be the quickest turnaround I want on a manager I've ever had. Part of it. I thought he was toast.
New York. Who?
Schneider, John Schneider, said,
oh, for the Blue Jays, yeah, they were falling.
The sky is falling.
Yeah.
Now he's like, we're going on, bitches!
Awesome.
That might be my favorite coach's manager's speech of all time right there.
But
they're vibing. We use that a lot for the Red
Big
Sox.
Big Poppy, too, man. Just rubbing it in Jeter's face.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, if I were Jeter, I'd be like, your team was eliminated last week.
Yeah, but you know what? The Yankees make it every year. They've made it 9 out of 10 years that Aaron Boone's been the manager there, and yet they haven't won a World Series.
Nope.
Any of those times, so.
I thought your guy, Parcells, said just get into the tournament, then anything can happen. They get into the tournament every year, and the thing never happens for them.
I mean,
historically it has, like 27 times, or whatever the hell it is, over history. But
do we think, Fitzy, and you guys, that if the Red Sox would have played the Blue Jays, it would have been a different outcome?
No.
Nope.
They would have gotten smoked. The Blue Jays, I could not have been more wrong on a team. I thought the Blue Jays were dead in the water. Remember when we did the Friday prediction show, and I was like, I want to play the Blue Jays. They're going to play the Blue Jays. They're toast. The sky is falling. Now they might be the most vibing team in baseball. Like, so, I mean, it helps when Vlad is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He is becoming one of those guys that just has a special postseason. But I think they got a little something-something going on in that clubhouse up there in Toronto.
Oh, they certainly do right now. They got a lot of something-something going on right now. And it's being led by Poppy's boy, Vladdy Jr., who basically reminded all of us last night, A, why we wanted him here so badly and would have traded Casas and any other prospect for him before they signed him to a 14-year, $500 million deal, and B, why that guy is one of the most lethal right-handed bats in Major League Baseball. Dude Although, is a stud.
We do need to give credit where credit is due. Aaron Judge shows up. Aaron Judge, he beat you with singles. Then he hits the home run the other night when I had already stomped on their grave to not lose that game. Hits the foul pole. And he had two hits last night.
Two hits and a walk.
His on-base percentage for the postseason is .581.
Yeah.
I believe that's for the entire postseason, if I'm reading it right.
Stanton kind of pushed out, though.
Well, yeah, that's what Stanton do. Sometimes if Stanton don't hit bombs,
he carried them
not
last
good.
Year. He had 11 home runs in the postseason.
Yeah, well, you know.
It was kind of the opposite. The Judge was a sub-200 hitter in the playoffs last year, so they kind of flipped the script. But sorry, Judge, not good enough.
But not to take my own victory lap, but you look at this, Vladimir Guerrero, .529 average.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, .500 average. Like, the Red Sox need one of those stars that's in the middle of the lineup that you say, no matter what the hell else happens around them, he's going to perform.
Didn't we all do this yesterday? We all went around the table and asked, okay, what's the number one need the Red Sox need in the offseason? And I think all of us said a right-handed power bat.
And did you see Kyle Schwarber? Not right-handed power bat, but Kyle Schwarber had a couple home runs for the Phillies to keep their season going.
He's a left-handed power bat, right?
But, like, he's special. He's got something. Yeah, need one of – and maybe you'd argue, Andy, the answer to that is Roman Anthony. He's the guy that's going to have the .500 on-base percentage and hit .400 in a series in the postseason. But I'd prefer he be the guy that doesn't have to be that in what I'm going to call year one. This was, I mean, how many games did he play in? I don't even know what the final number was. He starts 50, late.
Like
and
57 or something.
Finishes, so a third of a season, barely. So next year is his first season.
And what, only two? I think he only had two home runs. I mean, he got on base all the time.
Right.
Didn't hit a ton of home runs.
So, like, next year is his first year to not put that all on him, to find somebody who can be your, as you said, Fitzy, was supposed to be Guerrero. Weren't we trading Tristan Casas for Vladimir Guerrero? Whatever happened to those trades?
It was Casas and Devers. That was your package.
Yeah, let's go. When was that going to happen? Can we
Casas,
still do it?
Devers, and Toli for Vladdy would have been FBM. Fine by me.
Since we traded Devers for Hicks, can we now trade Hicks for Guerrero?
And
is that how that
and Harrison.
And Harrison. Oh, I'm happy, Fitzy, to include him in the deal.
And that James Tibbs kid that you sent out for Dustin May. So it's Dustin May, Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks for Vlad Jr.
I don't think the Blue Jays are going to go for that.
Why? I thought the sky was falling.
Even with an exchange rate that nobody understands, I don't think they're going to go for that. That's unfortunate. But baseball rolls on. The Blue Jays. Are the Blue Jays going to go to the World Series? Are we going to be watching the Blue Jays?
No.
Mariners are going to give them a hell of a fight.
Nope.
I think so.
That's all you got?
Wow.
Six I think the wings. Seven. The wings
sorry,
got the
yeah,
best of
the
them.
The wings. God bless those wings because they are so good. You can't stop eating them, but they are so spicy, and a kick of it just came back up. But no, I think that
speechless.
They got what you said the word Andy earlier. Vibes. I think they got the vibes going right now, and I think they might get lucky.
Those wings that Stiz is all choked up on are from the Smoke Shop Barbecue. That's thesmokeshopbbq.com. If you want to get some, we've been raving about it. The best food drop ever. The brisket, the mac and cheese, and I tried it, Teddy, the salted honey butter.
It's ridiculous, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I love salt. Mm-hmm. I would have, and it is salty. It definitely lives up to its name. You slap that on the cornbread, and I slapped it on pretty thick. The boys were giving me a hard time, but it was yummy. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 5 o'clock. It means it's time for the drive, which means we have to talk about the biggest story in sports, Bill Belichick. And the UNC Tar Heels. Stiz just threw a fist in the air like he's celebrating. I don't know what you have to celebrate as the lone defender of Bill Belichick left in the city of Boston, but we'll find out next in the drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
Our phone lines are open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.